Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.
Let's have a look at the game at 6:15 at Netstrata. This is an interesting time to put this game on. This is right in the Sharks' backyard as well as the Dragons' backyard. But anyway, on a school night, you're doing it a bit late. That's one for the schedulers. Toby Couchman returns after that head knock from round two. Michael Molo makes way. Aaron Woods and Talatau Amone are listed amongst the reserves. The big news, though, Nicho Hynes is back. Braden Trindle on the interchange, despite the fact that he has been very good for the Sharkies in Nicho's absence. Jack Williams back to 18th man. What's the market on this one, mate?
Yeah, this one has been solid since we have released it. It's 245 the Dragons, 154 the Sharkies. 5.5 is the line. It opened at 5.5. It stayed there in 44.5. The total points has increased one number, 43.5 out to 44.5. So there's obviously been some stories in the last 24 hours about the pressure that is coming down on Hook. The Sharkies, they'll be much improved with Nicho Hynes out. They've been close in both of their losses, but not quite able to get over the line while he had that finishing touch. The Dragons are right in that game up until they capitulated late. So it's struggle to get a read on their form as well. So, obviously the local derby adds that extra element to it as well. I think the market probably seems about right.
Before I get through the preview, gentlemen, what sort of unprofessional basket case mob let a story get leaked like it did yesterday that then is all over the papers into week three of the season that completely undermines your coach and levels of confidence about what they're doing? I'm no fan of the coach, and I think he should be replaced, but I don't agree at all with undermining what he and the playing group are trying to do at the moment. And you're week four into the season, and all of a sudden the story and confirmed is that he's got to reapply for his job, which means there's a lack of confidence in the bloke, and then mention of other potentials. Just so unprofessional.
Grossly unprofessional. And if they did it deliberately, saying, oh, well, let's create speculation in the market, then that is really, really poor way to treat your employees. I agree. I'm no rap on Anthony Griffin as a coach. I think he's a decent human too, by the way. But as far as coaching go, I think, you know, it's quite limited what he can do. However, that is still no way to treat your coach, your employees.
You look at some of the very good operators in this industry, there's absolutely no way leading a club that they will allow this rubbish to occur. On to the game. Listen, I actually give the Dragons a huge hope here. I'm tipping them to actually win in an upset. I really liked what they have done physically and off the back of their six or eight big fellas through the middle over the last couple of weeks. They stretched the Broncos for 70 minutes last week. I thought physically, though, on both sides of the ball, they were very good. I really like what, and I'll say it again, the same as last week, Kerr and Musgrove off the bench are doing. And once they bring Little on with a little bit of that physical intent and room, he's making a bit of a spark. I think Hunt was very good week one, bit quiet last week. He can improve. The worry for mine about the Sharks is, are they a little bit like the Cowboys for mine? I've been really disappointed so far in that they're now leaking 26 points a week, and that's just not going to cut it for them against the very good sides. And the Achilles heel to beating them last year was big physical sides through the middle. Well, that's what the Dragons can bring here. It's at Cogra where the Dragons' record's very good. The Sharks have a very good record head-to-head recently against the Dragons, but not so at Cogra. I'm with the Dragons. I think physically they can actually open things up and power through the middle. I like the upset Dragons to win.
I like the plus 5.5. Absolutely. You know, I know you can't wipe the last 10 minutes of that game last week, but yeah, let's be clear. The Sharks aren't the Broncos. So I think, you know, the thing about the Sharks at the moment is there's a real inconsistency with Matt Moylan. So Moylan plays poorly first game, they lose. Plays very well second game, they win. had another poor defensive game where they just picked him out on the weekend. And you don't think the Dragons didn't see that. So there are some good things to like about that grunt of the Dragons through the middle and what they can do. And they get their grunt from blokes like Moses Suli and Mikhaili Ravalawa, who also provide that when they're carrying the ball out of trouble. There's just a bit of a question mark around the Sharks that I'm completely unconvinced of at the moment. They have their bright moments in games and then they drift out of those games. And that'd be a concern for Craig Fitzgibbon. The points given up would be a real concern for him. So, and interesting around Nicho Hynes coming back, you know, his best footy is amazing, a Dalian winner and all that. But you've got to come back and hit the ground running in round four, not straightforward. And Trindle hasn't been awful. In fact, he's been very, very good. In fact, you'd look at Trindle and go, he's an NRL halfback, right? If here you go. You're starting a franchise. You've got the choice of Luke Brooks or Braden Trindle. Who do you take?
Absolutely.
So you know, the uptick of Nicho Hynes is not that huge. I'm with you, Jared. I'm head-to-head toss of a coin, but plus 5.5, it'll be Dragons every day for me. Right, mate?
As you suggest, Jimmy, 7's not their problem.
No, 7's not their problem.